Duke Energy has increasingly found itself the target of activist groups known for dramatic stunts. So as the company's annual shareholder meeting got underway with an underwhelming show of protesters, a small group of activists affiliated with Greenpeace were on the move outside Duke's Marshall Steam Station.
And currently those four people are locked down to train tracks and currently stopping a train from delivering mountaintop removal coal to that steam station.
This is Monica Embry of Greenpeace.
Continuing to blow up mountains in states like West Virginia and Kentucky and bring that coal here is simply unacceptable.
Within a few hours, the four protesters locked to the train tracks were arrested. Duke CEO Jim Rogers had a quick response to the stunt when word reached him inside the shareholder meeting.
If you block the generation of electricity from our coal plants, if you block the generation of electricity from our nuclear plants, you're going to block the flow of electricity to our schools and to our hospitals and to people across our state that rely on it. There's a more reasoned way to go about this.
Rogers says producing affordable, reliable, clean energy requires a mix of fuel sources, including mountaintop coal. Critics at Duke's annual meeting said the company should be more aggressive in pursuing renewable energy sources like wind and solar, rather than investing in coal and nuclear. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.